It's central to what we believe, the fact that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and the hope that that brings to us in our lives. It's incredible. The worth and the value of that in our life, like you say, it is the bedrock, if you will, of the faith, and we celebrate that, and the life that it gives to us, the hope it gives to us, the promises it gives to us, the help that we have each day because Christ is alive.
The one thing that I've noticed is over this past week, we've talked to members of several churches as they have various things going on this weekend for people to take in, and the tone of happiness, celebration is really strong.
Yeah, it just amps up. It is so cool to be a part of that, and it just the climax of everything that just with the choirs and the music and the trumpets and the wow, it is a wow. Mm-hmm. and it's just an exciting, joyful time that just builds even all the way, even with Good Friday and that story of the crucifixion of Jesus and the death of him on the cross, but it's even that, it just builds right up to Easter Sunday, and it's just a big wow.
And as always with the services, with everything going on, you're inviting folks to come and join in the celebration. What is going on at Redeemer Lutheran?
We started last night with our Monday Thursday service, but today we continue our trek and following Jesus through this Holy Week, if you will, as we have our 1:30 this afternoon. We have a service on Good Friday. Tonight we have a very special service. We call it a Tenebrae service. It's at 7 o'clock, Service of Darkness, and it is a very moving service, and many who have been to it at Redeemer just always just speak very highly of that service and how moving it is for them. We usually traditionally have Saturday night service, but this weekend we don't. It's something that we've done for years, and then Sunday morning we have we started off at 7 a.m. We have 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock worship services. We have breakfast in between the services, and so of course, you got to have food. People come for food, so we kind of do that too. So
well, it is Lutherans. There's got to be coffee too.
Will be
coffee and cake in the fellowship
it'll
hall.
It'll flow.
That's the way I grew up, so I know all about it as a Finn.
As it should be.
But really, this is the commemoration, the recognition, celebration of what is really a key part of it. I mean, when you talk about a lot of times Christmas, of course, mm-hmm. in the Christian church and the calendar and what that means. And of course, there's sort of a more reverential feel on Christmas, a lot of the midnight services and things like that, and quietness, at least in some, And then of course we celebrate Christmas, but the celebrations here for Easter are fundamentally different, aren't they?
They are. And historically, and it might sound kind of strange, but historically, Easter has always been the mother of all festivals in the church, if you will, and Christmas, actually the celebration of Christmas came much later. And so it's kind of interesting that this really is the celebration and the tone that sets everything for us as Christians, our life, even our death. It changes everything in our lives. And so
Pastor Steve Hulke with us this morning from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Marquette. And of course, the word is that, you want to have folks stop by. And it's very interesting, in particular, maybe for some that are on that journey right now, maybe trying to find the right church, the right experience, the right faith, the right belief. Mm-hmm. There are so many options going on this weekend in the community with churches doing things, ecumenical services, different types of things. I'm sure the word that you would like to encourage folks is if you are on that journey, mm-hmm. try it. Come by Redeemer. Absolutely. Try some of these other ones. See what's out there.
Yeah, I guess that's something and I appreciate you bringing that up, Walt, because would say to people, even like you say, if you're on that journey and don't quite, come.
Yes.
Easter is not just for the believer, if you will, mm-hmm. but it's for those who are searching, those who are seeking, those who are on a journey to find that relationship with God. And so we certainly invite and encourage people to be a part of that and to come to Redeemer. You're welcome there. Not just on Easter weekend, any weekend, but again, this is a time when people maybe start to seek and look and are looking for a connection on mm-hmm. their journey.
So again, your services that you're doing a couple today and then a few on Sunday. What is the schedule again?
Again, today, our Good Friday service is at 1:30 and 7 o'clock. We have a worship on Sunday morning at 7, 9, and 11. And so we extend an invitation to anyone who would like to come and join us for worship. If you don't have a church home, you can find one at Redeemer.
And your location is?
1700 West Fair Avenue here in Marquette.